I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Prohibition era, when Kane was supposed to be dry as a bone. Almost 100 years after the passage of the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and its subsequent repeal by the 21st Amendment in 1933, Pennsylvania is known for having some of the strictest alcohol laws in the country. Even today, if you want to buy wine or liquor in the Keystone State, your only option is to go to a state-run store. Likewise, beer must be purchased at a package store, a bar, or a brewery. A limited number of groceries, wineries, and gas stations are also licensed to sell beer and wine from boutique-like sections within those retail locations. While some students of history attribute Pennsylvania's deep Quaker and Puritan values that predate Prohibition by hundreds of years for its leaning towards the dry side, others credit Gifford Pinchot with taking a strong stand in support of Prohibition when he was elected governor of Pennsylvania in 1922. According to the spring 2018 issue of Western Pennsylvania History, Pinchot rose to the challenge. He believed that the proper enforcement of Prohibition would add unaccountable millions to the wealth of the United States, would enormously increase the prosperity of our people, and would raise happiness and welfare, especially of our women and children, to a new and higher plane. Shortly after his inauguration, Pinchot began cracking down on lawbreakers in the Keystone State. Enforcement of Prohibition in Pennsylvania's larger cities like Erie, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia was a vast undertaking. But in Kane and on the hilltop, John Barleycorn was in for years of trouble. E. Kent Kane was the area's most vocal supporter of the 18th Amendment and headed up the Prohibition Party's efforts in Kane and throughout the region. According to Wikipedia, although the 18th Amendment took effect nationally in 1920, several states enacted Prohibition before then, including Delaware in March of 1918 and Pennsylvania in February of 1919. Kane's oldest hotel, the New Centennial, founded in 1869, was the first business to fall prey when it closed its doors in 1919. Although proprietor Lawrence Bissell's recent passing weighed into the decision to shutter the old hostelry, the pending prohibition of alcohol sales was the last straw, the Kane Republican reported. Somewhat prophetically, local bartenders sported no beer, no work buttons in 1919 as adoption of the 18th Amendment approached. A New Jersey labor organization with more than 350,000 members produced and widely distributed the badges to support the repeal of the looming national prohibition, according to the Republican. According to the newspaper, in October of 1919, nine local liquor dealers were summoned to appear before Judge Boughton in Smithport. Only two of the nine establishments, the New Thompson and the St. Elmo, were not under suspicion of illegal sales. Special law enforcement agents and local detective Jack Allison of Smithport conducted regular raids of illegal liquor clubs in Kane and private stills in Wetmore, Wildcat Hill, James City, Highland, and in North Kane throughout the early 1930s, nabbing many area bootleggers. It's hard to believe that there was a time on the hilltop when you could buy a Texas hot, but you could not get a cold beer to go with it. A news story reported in the Kane Republican from 1926 stated that prohibition efforts were profitable for McKean County since inception, as $75,000 in fines had been collected, far exceeding licensing fees and liquor taxes that would have resulted from normal operations. But history remembers a much different reality. In fact, most who study the era would say that there was water everywhere and still plenty to drink. An item in the Republican joked that the best way to find a drink during the dry times was to ask a cop. If that failed, ask an alcohol enforcement officer, the story said. Nationally, criminal activity had increased during the Prohibition years, and enforcement of the law decreased over time. In addition, the Great Depression had caused a tax revenue shortage that a tax on alcohol could help recover. In 1933, the 21st Amendment passed, repealing Prohibition just 13 years after its implementation, according to Western Pennsylvania History magazine. When Prohibition was repealed 2 years into his second term, Governor Pinchot worked with a special legislative session to maintain tough regulations on alcohol, the magazine story reported. This plan created a monopoly on liquor sales run by the State Liquor Control Board and facilitated through the state store system that Pennsylvanians are familiar with today. In addition, municipalities get to choose their stance on alcohol, and many townships throughout Pennsylvania remain dry today. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Thank you for listening. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your suggestions to CitizenCanePA@gmail.com.